Welcome back. Our top story, of course, Saturday's shooting spree in Arizona that killed six people and left 14 injured, including Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who doctors say today is in stable condition. Her brain, thankfully, has not swollen. Joining us now, a colleague of Gabrielle Giffords in Washington, Congressman Robert Brady, Democrat from Pennsylvania, who plans to introduce legislation that would make it a crime for anyone to use language or symbols that could be seen as threatening to federal officials. Congressman Brady, tell us more about what you have in mind, because there already is a law against such threats against the president.
Yes, and we want to expand Title 18 of the United States Code that says there's, you know, there'll be the same similar law protecting members of Congress.
Members of Congress, or do you want to go beyond that as well?
Well, members of Congress may be also federal officials because state and city have their own laws.
Yeah, and as we know, a federal judge was killed in the shooting on Saturday. What is the thinking behind this? Is it anger at what happened, or is it also fear?
No, it's not fear on my part, but it's certainly fear for other people. I mean, I'm not afraid. I'm going to continue my business as usual. I didn't curtail any schedule. I was at six or seven public events. I'm going to be at a public event this afternoon and tonight. It's just that, you have a bullseye, you have a crosshair on you or your district. I just think that's not good. I mean, we should have anybody sitting around a conference table figuring out how to put a website on. I'm sure somebody said, well, what happens if somebody would get hurt? And I'm sure somebody said, well, don't worry about it. Well, now they have to worry about it.
Well, you're referring, I'm presuming, to former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's website. Much has been made of the fact that she put up a website during the elections in which she showed areas that she wanted people to go after Democrats for their seats. And she put bullseyes up. That website was taken down Saturday. People from Sarah Palin's office say that that was a mistake. It was supposed to be taken down back during the election. But you say what about the fact that it even existed?
Well, I'm talking about going forward. We don't want to be down this road again and try to figure out what triggered a nut to do something. But we need to do some elimination here and make it a crime to target bullseye or crosshairs on a United States congressperson.
So you're saying language and symbols?
Yes, language and symbols. Symbols most definitely.
Well, what kind of language are you talking about, Congressman? We saw, for instance, Sharon Engel running against Harry Reid in Nevada say that perhaps there needed to be a Second Amendment solution.
Well, that's wrong. You know, you can't say that to a president.
She was referring to President Obama.
Yeah, any president.
And the interpretation was that people should take up arms.
Well, you know, you can't say that to a president, and they're much more protected than we are. We're protected well enough in Washington, but we're in our districts, and I'm going to go out in my districts, and I'm going to have our town meetings, and I'm going to meet with our people and meet with our constituents. You know, I just think that eliminating people that think they can put a bullseye on us or put a crosshair on us, I think that that's wrong, and I think that they have to think twice about it because this bill will make it a criminal offense.
Well, what are you hearing from other congressmen or their families?
Everybody's concerned, more than probably a lot of our spouses are concerned. You know, they don't want to see their husband or their wife go out to work and have to put up with something like this here, you know. And most importantly, I mean, our prayers are everything. My prayers are naturally with the victims and those families, the ones that are deceased. But, you know, Gabby Giffords is a very classy, very nice lady. She has a right. She got elected to be able to, you know, express her views. She had a congressman's corner to meet with her constituent. A poor 9-year-old little girl wanted to see her congressperson is not with us anymore, you know. And I don't want to be having this conversation with anybody again and try to eliminate anything that we could possibly do to help protect us. And I think that this bill saying that it's illegal to put a symbol, whether it be a bullseye or whether it be a crosshair, on any congressperson or congressperson's districts needs to be criminal.
Well, Congressman Brady, we've spoken to people who were involved in investigating assassins for the Secret Service, and they say that there's a chance that you can't draw a line from something like the crosshairs on a map or Sarah Palin's language about locking and reloading. You know, what if you can't draw a line? What if the alleged shooter in Arizona never even saw that website?
I don't know what's in his head. Don't know what was in this nut's mind. I don't know whether anybody will know what's in his mind. But I do know that there are six people dead and 14 people injured.
Do you have any concerns about First Amendment rights, freedom of speech?
That'll be a Supreme Court determination. You know, they can make that determination. That's up to them to determine that.
But when you have a law like this, you know, where does the interpretation stop? We had right-wing talk show hosts saying yesterday on CNN, well, what about President Obama? When the campaign got heated, he used the phrase, if they come at us with knives, we're going to bring a gun. Meaning, of course, we're going to just, you know, have a tough fight. He meant it as a metaphor.
Got to be careful what you say.
No matter who you are.
No matter who you are, Democrat, Republican, no matter who you are, you got to be careful what you say. There are people out there that are deranged and may pick up on this. Again, I don't want to be down this road again.
Yeah. Hey, just a quick question, Congressman Brady. We've talked about the tone there in Washington. And I'm wondering, is there going to be any kind of show of support? I almost wondered if maybe, you know, a congressman would get up this morning in Arizona and try to get 1,000 people to a street corner to do another Meet Your Congressman on the Corner event, to sort of as a show of defiance almost.
I wouldn't mind doing that. Like I said, I've been to seven events since that happened. I was at an event that Saturday afternoon with about 5,000 people, and I'm going to do that. We also need to tone down our rhetoric. We can't be setting the example that we're being so disrespectful toward each other, Democrat and Republican, that it can spill over to the public. Sees we do it to ourselves, maybe they feel they have a right to do it. I mean, I had to walk through the gauntlet when we did the health care vote. People were spitting at us. People were, you know, obscenities were coming at us. And it was on both sides of the aisle. There was two. One side was pro, the other side was against. And depending upon what your vote is, we shouldn't have to go through that. And we need to tone down our rhetoric amongst each other also, on both sides. But this isn't just one side toward the other. We need to tone that down ourselves.
Robert Brady, Democratic congressman from Pennsylvania's 1st District, plans to file legislation to outlaw language or symbols that threaten all federal officials, not just the president, including congressmen and judges. Congressman Brady, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Well, Congresswoman Giffords talked about the heated political rhetoric last March after her office was vandalized right after she voted in favor of health care reform. And she then made reference to being on Sarah Palin's crosshairs map.
Really, we need to realize that the rhetoric and firing people up and, you know, even things, for example, we're on Sarah Palin's targeted list. But the thing is that the way that she has it depicted has the crosshairs of a gun sight over our district. And when people do that, they've got to realize there's consequences to that action.
Again, there's so far no connection between the alleged shooter and those crosshairs or any other rhetoric. But how do unstable people react to messages like that? We're going to speak to a psychologist and expert on extremist violence in 1 minute, here and now.